With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It hits different on a Week 13 NFL Sunday. It moves brought to you by GetMyPhoenix.com. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. We begin our line movement sojourn in Minnesota. Ken, what can you tell us here as the Iceman Mike White? What it do, baby? His mouth looking something like a disco ball. By the way, Jit showed up to the game today in Minnesota. I'm going to still call it the Metrodome because I think that's a really cool name, sure. Even though it's not. They show up to the Metrodome today, and they are all wearing Mighty Ducks, like hockey jerseys, not like the current Anaheim Ducks, like the Mighty right. Ducks from the movie. All that's missing is Gordon Bombay and the knuckle puck.
Right. So like Goldberg and like Charlie Conway and like, yeah, sure, all those guys, right? What was the name of the kid from like the wrong side of the tracks? The like bully kid that ends up like shooting the puck really hard. What's his name?
That's like
some kind of
remember.
Really simple name. Why can't I think of it right now?
I haven't seen the movie probably since the 90s.
Plenty of people are screaming this at their radios right now. I can't. Fulton Reed. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Guy got a missile for a shot. So
Fulton
awesome,
Reed right? sounds like he was like Josie Wales' crew. Like an outlaw, Fulton Reed.
Sure. This game, I didn't know that they showed up. That's fun. Good for the Jets. And hopefully they win because you bet on them. So the line movement in this game is pretty straightforward. All week, line basically hasn't moved. Point spread's been exactly the same. We come on the air every day. Everything's the same. And it's Vikings -3. So Vikings favored by 3. And then this morning, basically, some of the threes start to get bet into on the Jets side. Jets +3 gets bet, 2.5s start to appear on the board. And it seems like there's a tug of war going on in this point spread market. Basically, every time it goes to 2.5, like -110, the Vikings get bet, goes back up to 3, like it was all week. And then when we get to threes, then the Jets start to get bet again. And we're kind of just ping ponging back and forth. So maybe some disagreement, maybe some two way action for some sportsbooks on this game specifically, where maybe there is not a consensus opinion on what the right number is supposed to be. And that would make a lot of sense, right? Like that there would be disagreement because Mike White is starting his second game of the season. And the first game, he played great. Also, they were at home and they were playing the Bears, and the Bears were missing players. So just like how much of that performance was Mike White or the Jets offense period, and how much of it was the Bears? And we don't know the answer, and we're going to come closer to figuring out the answer today, but it makes sense why there would be that disagreement number kind of in between 2.5 and 3 right now on the board with the Jets and Vikings.
Yeah, so we'll see what this closes at. We'll obviously keep you up to speed as we move towards kickoff at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Maybe it closes 2.5. We will see. Again, we'll return to this at some point later in the show. Let's hit one more game in this segment here. We'll continue it, move down the other side. And that will be the return of Deshaun Watson to the National Football League. And it comes against his former team as the Cleveland Browns visit Houston to take on, Ken, the Texans today.
Yeah, and this is another point spread where, you know, all week we come on the show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not a whole lot to talk about. Browns -7, Browns -7, Browns -7. Every single day, we get to Friday, we talk about this game. You and I both lay it with the Browns. And as part of our handicap for why we were going to lay it on Friday, we both just had this conversation, like, what is more likely to happen? That the number is going to go down, that the Texans are going to get bet with Deshaun Watson back, or that the point spread is going to go up with sort of like bullishness about that they have upgraded their quarterback significantly and that the Texans have a couple guys out with injuries. And the latter has happened. The Browns have gotten bet. So this morning, this was basically Browns -8. So favored by 8 off the key number of 7. The Texans have gotten bet a little bit at 8. We're now sitting 7.5, but obviously a big difference. You know, just think about it intuitively between 7 and 7.5. The game is going to land 7 a lot of the time, and being able to capture that number is obviously very valuable. So in Deshaun's return, it looks like we're probably going to close Browns -7.5 with a total of about 46.5.
Yeah, which makes me feel good because love the Browns all week and like close 7 or like 6.5 and be like, oh, maybe I'm wrong here, but closing above 7, I think. We'll see what happens here. I feel pretty good about that bet. Poland came very close to allowing it. I feel like the dams are going to break here soon, and this is going to go really poorly for us.
Oh, man. Was it missed or saved? What happened?
Deflected, and Chesney literally sat there in goal, and it basically, like, it's either going to go in or it's not, and I have no control over what it's going to be.
That's got to be so helpless. So helpless in the moment. You're wrong-footed. The ball takes a deflection. Like, well, I hope it doesn't go in. Really hope it doesn't go in.
Olivier Giroud just bicycle kicked a goal in, but it looks as if this is going to get waved off.
There's a lot happening in this match. Yeah.
I think there's not much we can really do here in terms of like the rest of the games here. We're going to need more time to delve into these, especially the Packers and the Bears, obviously. Like a lot going on in that game with Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields looking like they're both going to start. We've got movement on both the side and total of the Eagles and the Titans in Philadelphia. And we have a huge move from open to now with the game in Vegas between the Raiders and the Chargers in the AFC West. So coming up next, we will wrap up all the line movement here for this Week 13 NFL Sunday and then spend some time discussing the two massive games on the board. That is the Chiefs and the Bengals in Cincinnati and the Dolphins and the Niners from the Bay Area here on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.